Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, your speaker. At this time of year, we all become very conscious as we not only tear a sheet off the calendar, but we replace the whole calendar with its accomplishments and failures and add a new one for the year to come with its uncertainties and doubts. This feeling or these feelings become all the more awesome when we enter a new decade. What will the next year bring? 10 years, what will they bring? However, I heard a fine Christian man on one occasion of personal testimony say, "I don't know what the future holds, but I know the God who holds the future." How comforting. Today on the broadcast, we want to consider what the Scriptures say about the passage of time. And I think probably we will take as our theme verse for the broadcast today, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Listen to the Scriptures. "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." I like the way that the Authorized Version puts this, translates it, "redeeming the time," because the thought of redemption or redeeming things it brings to our minds the things of value. We give something to obtain something that is of very much value to us. Who was it that made the wonderful statement, "How precious is time? Each day is set with 24 golden hours, each hour set with 60 diamond minutes." That's true. Time is valuable. And redeeming the time, I like that. Some of the newer translations just say, "making the most of our opportunities." I would like to put it, "buying up the time," redeeming the time, buying it, paying for it. Paying for it with our efforts, with our time, with our prayers, with our consideration, because the days are evil. Now, I don't think that the evil here necessarily means sinfulness. It's circumstances with which we cannot cope, circumstances that are beyond our power of rectification. We can't rectify them. And God, indeed, is the God that can handle all our responsibilities and all our emergencies, because the days are evil. We need to buy up the time, use the time to the best very possible advantage. Now, since we have spoken of our theme verse, let's talk about a time of acceptance. This is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. "We then beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I believe that this second verse of the sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians has a message for both the unredeemed and the redeemed. Certainly for the unredeemed, the accepted time is the time now to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we considering the fact that we are creatures of time, and someday time will pass away from us and eternity will loom ahead? Where will we be throughout the countless ages of eternity? Indeed, if they're measured in ages, where will we be? Now, we should indeed remember that this is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is accepted time. This scripture has a very definite application, and I think we should think of it at the beginning of a new year. Will we be here when the year closes? We don't know. Where will we be? Now, you know, the scriptures tell us that God loves us, and he wants us in his heaven, and he can't take us into heaven with our sins upon us. So he, in his wonderful omniscience, laid our sins to the charge of our Lord Jesus Christ when he went to the cross of Calvary. God is holy. He must punish sin. The wages of sin is death. Christ died my death for me, and he died your death for you. And we have that opportunity of coming in, closing in with God's offer of mercy, Now is the accepted time, not tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. We need to consider that the salvation of God in the very present time. Now for the redeemed, they need to consider that this is the time of the harvest. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation or deliverance have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is a harvest. The Lord Jesus told his disciples on one occasion, lift your eyes to the field. You say, 3 or 4 months, then comes the harvest. Lift your eyes on the field and see that the harvest is now ripe, white, ready to harvest. He's talking about the harvest of souls. And indeed, you and I need to remember that this is the day of salvation. It's a critical day. It's a day when time is of the essence. Out in western Nebraska, western Kansas, and eastern Colorado, we have the great rolling wheat fields on the Great Plains. Now, I think that the wheat is more critical when it comes to its ripeness than corn or beans. You can harvest corn for months at a time. Sometimes even late in the year, you can harvest your corn. But wheat is not so. When the fields are white unto harvest, and the Lord, I think, is speaking of wheat, the wheat must be harvested now, or it will shatter, or perhaps be exposed to a hailstorm. There is a great time of responsibility for the farmer, the grain grower who harvests the wheat. He, in months ahead, gets all his combines ready. They are completely overhauled. Everything is readiness for the harvest. And we need to remember that. If we're going to reach souls, it must be right now. This is the day of salvation. Now, in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, we have a time of need that is mentioned. We have the accepted time in 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. Now, let's talk about the time of need in Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 16. The apostle writes there, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, when is the time of need? Well, I would say that it's all through our Christian life. This is the time when those things come up, when we can't supply the need. And he says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that ye may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you come to the throne of grace where our Lord Jesus Christ sits as our great high priest, which he is indeed in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, then we can find that grace to help and mercy as well in time of need. It has been well said that mercy takes away that which we could never take away, and grace supplies that which we could never supply. And God is the answer both to mercy and grace that we need. And this is the time of need, but thank God for the throne of grace where we can come and receive the help of the Lord. Now the scriptures also mention time as a time of alertness. In Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 14, we read, and that knowing the time, the apostle writes, knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. For the night is far spent, and the day is at hand. What night? What day? The night of our Lord's disappearance, the night of our Lord's absence from this earth. That's the night. But the day of his appearing is indeed the day when he comes out to wake us out of sleep and to bring us into his heavenly home, as he has promised in John chapter 14. And that, knowing the time, that it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. When our Lord Jesus Christ comes, our salvation will be complete. Our souls and our spirits are saved now. When we trust the Lord Jesus, believing that he died for our sins, just placing our cause in his hands, just telling him, Lord, you're my Savior. You died for me. Now, when we do that, we're saved. But the time is coming when he's going to come and take us out of this world, and our opportunities for service will be over. And the apostle warns, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light, walking honestly, as in the daytime, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the flesh thereof. This is the high time of alertness, the high time to awake to our opportunities so that we can do something about it. And then there's the time of judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5 contains the truth that we need. Therefore, judge nothing before the time. What time? The time that the Lord comes. This is the way it reads. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. That time is coming when the Lord will reward us at the judgment seat of Christ. Lastly, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, we read verses 5 and 6 as a matter of fact. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That time is coming, the time of rewards, when he will assign our responsibilities because we have been faithful to him. Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will help us to be conscious of time and make the best use of it. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.